This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Blood cancer gene mutations trigger Alzheimer's disease through brain inflammation. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Giorgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, scientists have uncovered an unexpected molecular bridge between blood cancers and Alzheimer's disease, revealing that genetic mutations typically associated with hematological malignancies may drive neurodegeneration by triggering excessive inflammation in brain immune cells. The discovery, published in Nature Neuroscience by researchers at Washington University School of Medicine, challenges conventional understanding of how Alzheimer's disease develops and opens new avenues for early detection and treatment. Key takeaways: blood cancer-linked gene mutations found in 43% of Alzheimer's patients versus 25% of healthy controls. Mutations create hyperinflammatory microglia cells that accelerate brain damage. Discovery enables potential blood-based screening tests for Alzheimer's risk assessment. Cancer immunotherapy drugs may offer new Alzheimer's treatment approaches. Study at a glance: 43% of Alzheimer's patients carried blood cancer-associated mutations versus 25% of controls. Blood cancer mutations more common in Alzheimer's patients. Prevalence of hematological malignancy-associated gene mutations by group: Alzheimer's patients, 43%. Mild cognitive impairment, 35%. Healthy controls, 25%. Source: Washington University School of Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Unexpected genetic connection links two distinct diseases. The research team, led by Dr. Marco Colonna at Washington University's Department of Pathology and Immunology, analyzed genetic data from 2,847 participants in the Knight Alzheimer Disease Research Center cohort. Their investigation focused on somatic mutations, genetic changes that occur after birth, previously associated with clonal hematopoiesis, a precancerous condition that can progress to blood cancers like leukemia and lymphoma. We found that people with Alzheimer's disease were significantly more likely to carry these blood cancer-associated mutations than healthy individuals, said Dr. Colonna, according to the National Institutes of Health press release. The mutations were present in 43% of Alzheimer's patients, compared to just 25% of cognitively normal controls, representing a 72% increased odds ratio after adjusting for age and sex. The most commonly identified mutations affected genes including DNMT3A2 and ASXL1, all crucial regulators of immune cell function. These findings align with growing evidence linking neuroinflammation to Alzheimer's pathogenesis, though the specific role of blood-derived genetic changes had not been previously established. Inflammatory microglia drive neurodegeneration process. To understand the mechanistic link between blood cancer mutations and brain pathology, researchers examined post-mortem brain tissue from 424 study participants. They discovered that individuals carrying these mutations had significantly higher levels of activated microglia, the brain's resident immune cells, particularly in regions heavily affected by Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Rita Guerrero, a neurogenetics expert at the National Institute on Aging, who was not involved in the study, explained that the mutated microglia appeared to be stuck in an inflammatory state, continuously releasing damaging molecules instead of performing their normal protective functions. This chronic inflammation accelerated the accumulation of amyloid plaques and tau tangles, the hallmark protein deposits of Alzheimer's disease. Laboratory experiments using induced pluripotent stem cells confirmed that microglia carrying blood cancer-associated mutations produced excessive levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines, including interleukin-1-BA and tumor necrosis factor. These inflammatory mediators have been previously linked to synaptic dysfunction and neuronal death in Alzheimer's disease models. Blood-based screening could enable earlier detection. The discovery opens unprecedented opportunities for developing blood-based biomarkers to assess Alzheimer's risk decades before clinical symptoms appear. Current diagnostic approaches rely heavily on expensive brain imaging or invasive cerebrospinal fluid analysis, limiting their utility for population-level screening. This could revolutionize how we identify people at risk for developing Alzheimer's disease, noted Dr. John Hardy, a neurogeneticist at University College London, in commentary published alongside the study. A simple blood test detecting clonal hematopoiesis mutations could identify high-risk individuals who might benefit from early interventions or closer monitoring. The Food and Drug Administration has already approved several blood-based tests for Alzheimer's-related proteins, but these typically detect disease-associated changes rather than predicting future risk. The newly identified genetic markers could provide much earlier warning signs, potentially enabling preventive strategies before irreversible brain damage occurs. Cancer drugs may offer new treatment pathways. Perhaps most intriguingly, the findings suggest that existing cancer immunotherapy drugs might be repurposed for Alzheimer's treatment. Several medications used to treat blood cancers target the same inflammatory pathways that appear dysregulated in Alzheimer's patients carrying these mutations. Dr. Kalana's team is now planning clinical trials to test whether JAK inhibitors, a class of drugs used to treat certain blood cancers and autoimmune diseases, can reduce brain inflammation and slow cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients with blood cancer-associated mutations. The World Health Organization estimates that 55 million people worldwide currently live with dementia, with Alzheimer's disease accounting for 60 to 70% of cases. This personalized medicine approach represents a significant departure from the one-size-fits-all strategies that have characterized Alzheimer's drug development for decades. By identifying genetic subtypes of the disease, researchers can develop targeted therapies that address specific underlying mechanisms rather than attempting to treat all patients identically. Alzheimer's patients were 72% more likely to carry blood cancer-associated genetic mutations, with 43% showing these changes compared to 25% of healthy controls. Dr. Marco Colana, Washington University School of Medicine, Nature Neuroscience, 2026. What this means for patients. Family members of blood cancer patients may benefit from cognitive screening, while future blood tests could identify Alzheimer's risk decades before symptoms appear. For clinicians, with clonoiesis should be monitored for cognitive changes, and existing cancer drugs may offer new treatment options for specific Alzheimer's subtypes. For policymakers, healthcare systems should prepare for blood-based dementia screening programs and consider regulatory pathways for repurposing cancer drugs for neurological conditions. Frequently asked questions: how do blood cancer mutations cause Alzheimer's disease? The mutations create hyperinflammatory microglia cells in the brain that release damaging molecules instead of performing protective functions. This chronic inflammation accelerates the formation of amyloid plaques and tau tangles characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. Can blood tests now predict Alzheimer's disease? Not yet, but researchers are developing screening tests based on these genetic mutations. Such tests could potentially identify high-risk individuals decades before symptoms appear. Though clinical validation is still needed, will cancer drugs work for treating Alzheimer's? Clinical trials are planned to test whether certain cancer immunotherapy drugs can reduce brain inflammation and slow cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients who carry these specific mutations. Results should be available within 2 to 3 years. The convergence of cancer and neurodegenerative disease research represents a paradigm shift in understanding how genetic mutations acquired during aging can trigger multiple pathological processes. As precision medicine approaches mature, the ability to identify and treat specific molecular subtypes of Alzheimer's disease offers hope for more effective interventions in a field that has seen numerous therapeutic failures. The next phase of research will determine whether this genetic link can be translated into practical diagnostic tools and targeted treatments for the millions worldwide affected by dementia. Source: scientists discover a surprising cancer link to Alzheimer's disease.